was our friend Mary Kay Cabot at the Pro Football Hall of Fame Gold Jacket Dinner in Canton as Mary Kay received the Bill Nunn Memorial Award given to a media member for great lifetime service and work in the National Football League. And Mary Kay joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Zinger, Mary Kay.
Yeah, you know, I debated on whether or not I wanted to tell that joke, but I ran it past my my 24-year-old daughter, who does some stand-up comedy in New York City, and she said, "You have to tell that joke; it's gonna kill."
And it did.
It killed. Are you? I mean, you would have fit in great on the Tom Brady celebrity roast.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
That would have been perfect there. Perfect.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm actually happy that I did it. It was all in good fun. It was just a little joke.
Yep.
It was just to, you know, lighten the mood, have a little fun on that very special night for everyone. And if you hear the whole entire speech in the context of the speech, you understand kind of where I'm going with all of that.
Well, it was fun. You got a lot of headlines around the country for it. It wasn't your intention, I know. But, for instance, the New York Post Browns reporter takes savage shot. So well done. I heard it and I laughed. And, you know, I was covering the Browns at the same time with you at that time. And we know how Bill was his first time around. So that was really well done. And congratulations to you. It's a wonderful award. You and Chuck Heaton, the only members of the Plain Dealer staff to ever win that award. And Chuck was an outstanding Browns beat reporter for decades. And congratulations. It's a real nice honor.
And by the way, I also honor you by actually writing your own material there and not having it aggregated 1,000 times over, or was aggregated 1,000 times over. It's amazing to see how quotes come up in different stories because somebody read somebody's story. And so we just appreciate you. We appreciate all your original journalism that you're able to put out there.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And as I have come to find out, at first, you know, I responded to the New York Post post by saying, you know, it wasn't a savage shot. It was
right.
it was just a joke. Well, the younger generation, my kids and some of the writers yesterday were saying, no, you're not getting it. Savage is a good thing. Savage is awesome. That was a compliment. So, you know, we're still learning to keep up with all the times here, but yeah, I was happy that turned out the way that it did. The night was magical and wonderful. My whole family was in town. It was great, great fun and such a tremendous, tremendous honor. The message that I really kind of wanted to deliver and that I was trying to deliver, and the Belichick joke was part of it, was the fact that, you know, I really did have to kick open that door and try to make sure that I could yank all the amazing, amazing women that have come after me through that door and also keep it open when the going got tough. Like, don't give up. Don't let them break you. Don't let them get you down. Keep going. Stay in the game. That was the message that I wanted to get across, and I hope it came through like that.
Well, congratulations. You've done fine work. You continue to do it, and we're really happy for you and your honor. I have another zinger. You ready?
Sure.
The Cleveland Browns have 6 quarterbacks on their roster.
Well, when I go ahead and retweet my story today, I was going to say, you know the old saying, if you have 5 quarterbacks, you don't have one. So, now, of course, technically it is 6, but Deshaun Watson is not part of this quarterback competition right now.
Right.
So they do have 5 that are legitimately a part of it. But yeah, that is true. So here comes Tyler Huntley. And I knew that something was going to have to happen yesterday when I was talking to Kevin Stefanski. I even asked him, did you have this on your bingo card that all these quarterbacks were going to get hurt? And we were talking about it on the podcast. Like, who is going to play in this football game? They need somebody to get through this preseason game. You don't want to be playing Joe Flacco if you can avoid playing him at all. You might not want to start Shador and have him play a whole entire game. I think that would be a tall order for him. So they were going to have to do something, and lo and behold, Tyler will be on his way.
Mary Kay, do you think there's any chance that Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel are able to participate in any way, shape, or form, either in the practice or the game on Friday?
Well, they might do some of the practice if they can, you know, if they can just keep it to 7-on-7s and not really tweak those hamstrings any more than they already have. But in terms of them getting out there and playing in a game when they can't move all that well, I don't think that would be wise. I think the Browns will lean heavily against that. If anything, right now, maybe they would press Joe Flacco into service for a little bit and then go to Tyler and Shador. Not exactly sure how they're going to work it all out. They are still going to have meetings and figure that out all themselves. And by Thursday, they'll have a plan for that. But I just don't think it would be wise, really, at this point to play Kenny or Dylan with those hammies.
Yeah, would you be surprised if Shador starts and then Tyler comes in second half? That they split the game in half for those? Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they decide to start Shador. I think the headlines will be bigger than the than what it really is, but I would not be surprised if they do that. Would you be surprised?
Well, as I wrote in my story last night, if they do decide to do something like that, you know, those will be some of the first snaps that he takes with the first team offense, providing he takes any in the practice. So, I mean, if they want to roll him out there in the practice and try to get him some time with and against first teamers, then maybe they can start him. But they have been so careful about bringing him along slowly and judiciously. And I just think that, you know, it might be a lot to throw him in there against the Panthers starters to start this game. So we'll see what they come up with. I personally would lean towards not doing that, just because you would want him to have a good first experience in his first NFL game. And I think it would probably be, in my opinion, better to, you know, to have him go against backups for the first time.
Gotcha. Mary Kay, I mean, he has gone up against the Browns' number one defense in practice, right? I mean, I've heard that he has. And in some ways, isn't that a first-team rep? It doesn't matter who you have on offense. If you're going up against the first-team defense, then you're getting – I just think there, in some way, shape, or form, I think this story is just way overblown. But isn't that – I mean, if you're going up against a first-team defense, you're going – that's a first-team rep.
Okay, well, first of all, he attempted three passes. That was one drill.
Okay.
That was one little period where I think there were a couple of runs, and then he attempted three passes, and he went 2 for 3 – working with the second team offense against the first team defense. So this was not a lot of work against the first team defense.
Okay.
And of course, in a game, in a preseason game like this, you can get hit, you can get sacked. And if you are not 100% ready for that opportunity, then it just might not be the right thing to do. They might do it. They might decide to do it. I don't know what their thinking is on that yet. But there are all kinds of things that they would have to consider in that space. And that's one of them, because one of the things that he is still learning how to do, and he's getting much, much better at it, is not retreating when the heat is on. And he's getting, again, I've seen so much progress in him in that regard, but again, mostly against the second team. So I don't think it's overblown. I do think that they are doing this the right way with him and making sure that he is successful as he comes up the learning curve. And they're flying in the face of what everybody wants them to do, but they have stuck to their guns, and they're not succumbing to media pressure and public pressure and fan pressure. They're not doing that. They're doing what's right for Shador, and people have to understand that. They're doing what's right for the football team and for Shador, because by the time he gets out there, and maybe it will be Friday night, by the time he gets out there in a first team starting type situation, then he will be way, way more ready for it than he would have been.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. In your story, you said Tyler Huntley will play on Friday. Any chance that he plays ahead of Shador so that they slot Shador against backups, Mary Kay, to do what you just said, try to accentuate his opportunity to succeed first time out?
Well, once again, depending on what they decide to do with Joe Flacco and whoever else is available, I would lean towards having Shador set up for success. Can we put it that way?
Yeah,
sure.
I would lean towards having Shador set up to have a successful evening, a successful debut, so that he has something to build on and that he can feel good about himself after this football game. So I personally would probably rather see him a little later in the ball game than against the Carolina Panthers ones, because you don't know which of those guys are trying to win a starting job or are trying to just make the football team, and what their plans are going to be. Some defenses are very, very aggressive in these first preseason games. So, once again, I don't know what the Browns are thinking. I do not know what they're thinking yet, and I don't think they have finalized it themselves. But I think I can't emphasize enough that the way they have handled Shedeur is just been very, very professional. He's handled it extremely well, and I think in the long run, it's what's best for him and everyone.
Let's talk about the defense, because we've spent every waking moment talking about the offense. Let's talk about the defense here for a second. I would expect Miles not to play on Friday, but anybody else you think that maybe won't play?
I wouldn't play Denzel. I wouldn't play Miles. I mean, those guys have earned the right not to play in a first preseason game. I probably wouldn't play those guys. If anything, maybe I'd play them in the third preseason game for a little bit, except for Miles. Denzel, I would leave it up to him if he wanted to play or not. Again, he's earned that right to decide what he wants to do because of who he is and where he is on this football team. So I don't know what the plan is, but I think that they were originally intending to sort of ramp up towards the quote-unquote dress rehearsal game August 23rd here. Kevin has been very, very mum on his plan so far.
Safe travels to Charlotte and Mary Kay. Congratulations again on your Hall of Fame weekend.
Congratulations, Mary Kay.
Well deserved.
Thank you guys so much. Take care.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the Fan Hotline as she's on her way to Carolina to cover the Browns practice tomorrow against the Panthers and then the game coming up on Friday.